Hello! From the studio in Nitro, West Virginia, this is Unreasonable Doubt. It's a podcast about West Virginia University basketball. I'm Josh Witt, and West Virginia men's basketball, they did their closed-door scrimmage. I would argue we're out of the secret scrimmage era. We're in a closed-door era now, and we've got deets. We've got highlights. We've got information about this 2025-2026 Mountaineer basketball team. The information comes from video shared by WVU. It comes from friend of the podcast, Andrew Corbett, earsports.com, Trilly Donovan. Also some information from him. Here's the details. West Virginia won the closed secret scrimmage 95-73 over Maryland. 95 points. For a Ross Hodge WVU team. Honor Huff scored 32 in a closed-door scrimmage. He made 10 threes. Eagle Staff had 22. He had 6 threes. Jasper Floyd had 9 points and 11 assists. Harlan Obioha, 7 points, 14 rebounds. Are you getting excited? It's one result behind closed doors, but this is what we've got, and these are all good things. On top of that, both teams are shorthanded, didn't play guys due to whatever reason. Morris, Ugusek, he didn't play. Jackson Fields didn't play. Amir Jenkins didn't play for WVU. There were some Terrapins that didn't play. Buzz Williams was in the building at the Hope Coliseum. I imagine he did not dance off the floor over the weekend. What can we take from the reported stats and details? I don't know, but I can. Let's break down this video. Let's really get this figured out. It's about a 90-second clip, and it only came from the WVU side, and I gotta say, our highlight videos usually put the team or the player that is profiled in a great light. They absolutely do. That's the point of a highlight video. It's not low lights. Those are out there too, but not for this game, not for this closed door scrimmage. West Virginia won the highlight video 40-0. In a team highlight video, do you usually see the other team score? No, you don't. The zero is not surprising. 40 points in 90 seconds. That's impressive. And it was a total rout, according to the highlight video. Eagle Staff led all scorers in the highlight video with 15. Honor Off had 12. But that's 27 of the 40 points, and all of those were made threes. So we got to see 4 of Honor Huff's 10 threes and most of Trace's threes. 5 out of Trace's 6 threes are in that 90-second clip. Matter of fact, 36 of the 40 points, 3-pointers. So from the highlight video and from the stats given, it looks like West Virginia, with the guys they brought in, want to shoot a lot of threes. And that's not exclusive to WVU, but that typically, if you're a team that banks on a lot of threes, you are, you know, you're riding the wave of how well you're shooting threes. Do you have a backup plan if you're not making them? They haven't played a game yet, so I have no clue. But what I liked in the highlight video were the threes weren't like razzle-dazzle trying to create. Guys were driving the ball, whether it was Jasper Floyd or Honor Huff or even Chance Moore in one of the highlights, and dishing to a guy waiting to shoot the ball. Like those 5 Eagle Staff threes, they were all assisted. A lot of them, he was in the corner just waiting to shoot the ball. Very exciting. So 40-0, that's a rout. Honor Huff, MVP of the highlight video. Like, he made a three and got fouled. He's driving the ball and dishing a nice cross-court pass to Obi or to Laurent, who made a three, 50% shooter last year, 100% shooter in the highlight video from three. He was vocal on her Huff. They were doing slow down of whatever hand signals he was doing after made threes. Very vocal. Loved on her Huff's energy in the highlight video. Loved all of that. Only two baskets, not threes. It was a Laurent dunk and a Obioha post finish. So that's interesting. Based purely on the highlight video for a brand new roster, this team shares the ball. Lots of assisted threes and an assisted dunk. There was passing the ball around the perimeter, passing the extra pass, guys driving and kicking. I liked all that. At least six of Jasper Floyd's 11 assists are in the highlight package. And with Amir Jenkins not playing, I'm guessing Floyd played a ton in the closed-door scrimmage. Maryland, how did Maryland look? They had the ball three times in the highlight video package. Two blocks, one steal, 0 points. So Maryland, in my opinion, did not look very good in the WVU highlight video of the closed-door scrimmage. One negative for WVU. In the 90-second highlight clip, no rebounds. So the questions are already starting. Can this team rebound? Yeah, the 7-footer got 14 rebounds. Was it 14? Yeah. But what did everybody else do? Are those the only 14 rebounds that were grabbed? I don't know, because I don't see any rebounds in the highlight package. So they at least had 14 rebounds. And I'm not saying this, but there's whispers out there. Hey, I didn't see a rebound. How good is this team at rebounding? And we're going to see them in public soon. But the highlight video and the stats that come out, only one mention of rebounds, and it's by the guy who should be getting a lot of rebounds because he's very tall and very big in Obioha. But the flip side of that, you're hearing whispers of, is there a rebounding concern? But you're also hearing whispers of, does WVU miss? I mean, a lot of those shots, the net didn't move. Laurent with that dunk, that's the highest percentage shot when you dunk the basketball wide open. I mean, there's a flip side. No rebounds means lots of makes. All makes, one could argue. I mean, as far as if there's no offensive rebounds. Maryland obviously missed shots because they scored less points. I mean, 40-0, that's a total beatdown. With love and respect to Buzz Williams, I don't think he was dancing on the court at the Hope Coliseum this go-round. And according to the highlight video, this was not a contest. And then the reported score, a 22-point win, that's great news. But what do we make of that? Let's not make too much of the result. And there's if you've listened to this podcast, you know that you can't, similar to a bye game, the only thing you can take from a closed-door scrimmage if the reports come out saying that you lost big. Right? Like, the only time, I don't think West Virginia is undefeated in closed-door scrimmages or secret scrimmages, because I believe they lost to Vanderbilt. That's the one time I remember West Virginia losing a secret scrimmage. And that was the Josh Eilert interim season, the year from you know where. Everything was terrible. And you know it was terrible because they lost a secret scrimmage. And on top of that, Josh Eilert was talking about, when asked about the secret scrimmage, he was talking about how guys didn't foul out for Vanderbilt. Where Ross Hodge made light of that, of North Texas winning one secret scrimmage are being very close to winning, and one of their guys had like 12 fouls. So why am I telling you that? I don't know. I'm probably going to take that out. So bet if it's a bad loss, you take something from it. Everything else, it's hard to put a ton of weight on it for me. Let's see him in person, and we'll get to do that soon. What I do know is that if Huff makes 10 threes in a game, West Virginia is going to be tough to beat. And it does Maryland, whoever. He makes 10 threes, and Eagle Staff makes 6 threes in one game. That's a problem for anybody. Doesn't matter who you're playing. Going to be a lot of teams with 16 threes between two guys. 10 threes by Honor Huff. He made 9 threes in a game that counted twice in his entire college career. And would I have liked Honor Huff to actually struggle a little bit in the closed-door scrimmage? I wouldn't say that, but I hear 10 threes in a closed-door scrimmage in a game that doesn't count, and I want him to save some of those threes for games that count. But he was the MVP, how he's attacking, and I'm sure people get up on him, and it gives him the opportunity to drive to the paint because they have to respect his three-point shot. And that clip where he gets to the paint and finds a wide-open Lorient for a open dunk, how amazing would that be in a game that counts?
The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You're listening to this podcast. You're a WVU fan. You go to Uncommon Goods, type in West Virginia University. They've got drinking glasses. They got a throw pillow. You can get a cheese board in the shape of West Virginia. All sorts of cool stuff. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/musket. That's uncommongoods.com/musket for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
But we can be properly excited when anybody makes 10 threes in a game that counts or doesn't count. That's awesome and something I'm excited to see. Can he make 10 threes in a game that counts? We'll find out. But he's done it in closed doors, behind closed doors. You know what I mean? Another thing we got to wonder, and we might need to cool our jets a little bit, how good is Maryland? And we don't know. Just like we don't know how good WVU is, Maryland's got a new coach. Buzz Williams' record in his first season at Virginia Tech was 11-22. His first season at Texas A&M, he was 16-14. He's won everywhere. Not a fan of Buzz Williams, but he's a winner. And his last two stops, his first season has been rough. So will Maryland be good in Buzz Williams' first season? They're picked middle of the pack. The computers like Maryland a little bit better than humans. So it's not like they're not a top six ACC predicted team. Not ACC. That's where they used to play it. Are they a top five Big Ten team? They are not. Nobody's predicting that. And nobody would predict that coming out of this closed-door scrimmage where they lost by 22 in totality and lost by 40 in the only highlight video that came out. So that may be something where we find out how good Maryland is. Not that I'm going to be watching a ton of Maryland basketball this season. I will not. We can watch the box scores. We can check KenPom Morey's computer and see how they're doing this season. The other thing that stands out from the information that's come from this closed-door scrimmage is how many points West Virginia scored and how many points a Ross Hodge coach team scored. 95 is a lot. 95 is a lot of points. I'm guessing that's a 40-minute scrimmage. If they if they play for 80 minutes, not as impressive. But my understanding behind closed doors is that it's a 40-minute scrimmage. The most points a Ross Hodge head coach North Texas team scored in one game over two seasons, it didn't start with a 9. 84 is the most North Texas scored in a game under Ross Hodge in two seasons. And he coached 70 games in two seasons at North Texas. Didn't break 85. In one closed-door scrimmage at WVU, he's sneaking up to 100. What's up with that? It stands out as a number, 95, compared to what all of the Division I head coach games that Ross Hodge has coached, they haven't sniffed 90. And then on the flip side, Maryland, who lost 40-0 in the highlight video, but they scored 73 points against a Ross Hodge defense. So how many times did a Ross Hodge coach, Mink Green, give up 73 or more points? More than zero. It happened 8 times, though. So in 8 out of 70 games, Ross Hodge gave up 73 or more points. This is interesting. Again, closed-door scrimmage. Shouldn't take a lot out of that. But it gives two interesting things that fly in the face of what the numbers say about Ross Hodge coach teams at North Texas, obviously. He's never coached at WVU, has not coached a game that counts at WVU yet. But you know Huff and Eagle staff made a combined 16 threes. Only once did a Ross Hodge team make 16 threes in one game over the last two seasons. And it took 5 guys making threes. It was in his first season at North Texas. 5 guys contributed to those 16 threes. In a close scrimmage, 2 guys got 16 threes. So I'm wondering, based on one result, does Ross Hodge have to crank up? Is he going to crank up the offense with the guys he's got with this roster, with a guy who made the most threes in Division I basketball last season, with a guy who maybe a lower usage rate, but you know he's a good shooter and has length, just waiting for guys to drive and kick it to him? And Morris, who shot over 40%, he's going to come in when he's healthy and shoot threes. You got a lot of snipers. Lorient shoots threes like a musket every once in a while, and it takes a lot of work to get the next shot off. So he doesn't do it with frequency, but in the closed-door scrimmage video, he shot 100%, which is amazing. But will this be the best Ken Pomeroy computer offense that Ross Hodge has had based on one closed-door scrimmage? And will this be the worst defense for Ross Hodge as a head coach based on one result? I'm not going to make those predictions. It's just interesting because it's hard to be slow tempo and score almost 100 points in regulation. Like, think of Virginia. You don't think of Virginia getting to 100. You think of Virginia beating someone 50-20 in Bennett's heyday. Hodge wants to be like Houston. Houston's not a team that gets to the hundreds. They want to terminate you and hold you to a very low score. And 95-73 is not Diet Houston. It's not Houston Jr. That's a beeline box score. That's the last guy box score when he was at Drake. But think about the last guy and what he was known for coming in. And then he gets Chester Frazier and he looks at his roster. And that was definitely a defense first team last season. Will this be a offense first Ross Hodge team? I'm not going to say that based on one result. But I'm not going to say that. I'm excited. Unreasonable Doubt is under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Go to smokingmusket.com. Read posts about WVU sports, daily throwdown. Check that out. Go to the Discord. We're talking about WVU sports and other stuff on the Smoking Musket Discord. Link for that is in the show notes. Listen to West by Pod, the WVU football podcast under the Smoking Musket umbrella. Do all that stuff. Smoking Musket. What we can take from the closed door scrimmage is that games that count are right around the corner. Big 12 preseason coaches poll came out last week. West Virginia was 11th in that poll, so pretty much in line with the computers. Last season's team was picked 13th, so we're a bump up with a brand new roster, new coach. As of this recording, both the men's and women's teams will be in Kansas City this week for their respective Big 12 media days. On the women's side, their preseason poll, they were picked 5th, which is a little bit down from last year, and you can understand that because J.J. Quinterly's not there. But Jordan Harrison, all Big 12 preseason team. And I'm excited to see what the women have as well. And they dominated their closed-door scrimmage against Virginia Tech. Did not get any individual details, just the final score. Are the Virginia Tech women good at basketball? No clue. Don't know where that game was played. Don't know a lot about that. More secret. Maybe the women still have the secret scrimmage. Maybe they're still in the secret scrimmage era. I don't think it is for guys. Exhibition game. It's going down. Public. People are going. Sunday, 4 p.m. Hope Coliseum. ESPN Plus. West Virginia playing the Wheeling Cardinals. They played University of Charleston last season. And this time they get Wheeling. I'll be there to get a public first impression of this 2025-2026 Mountaineer team. And I don't know if you hear my voice. I'm super excited. And I'm excited about being excited. I mean, remember March? That was this calendar year, March. Terrible month for WVU basketball. The opposite of exciting. Dread isn't a strong word. Cursed is not a strong word. Defeated, not a strong word. And yet, it's October, November games count, and I'm excited about this coach. I'm excited about watching this team, and I'm excited about being excited given where we were in March. I'm there now. I hope you are too. The next podcast episode will be after that Wheeling game on Sunday night. I'm excited about that too. That's it for this episode of Unreasonable Doubt. Listen on all the platforms or just pick one. Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Overcast Podcasts, Pocket Cast Podcasts, YouTube. Till next time, I'm Josh Witt. WVU for the 2025-2026 season. They have 0 wins and they have 0 losses.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.